Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tzadi Hei. We are on the bottom of page Ayin. We're about to turn on to page 140. Siman Reish Tzadi Hei is Havdolah She'osa Shliat Tzibur. We're going to discuss in this Siman the Havdolah that is made in Shul by the Shliat Tzibur. So the Ramah begins the Sif and he says, Va'omrin v'hinoam v'seder kedusha ba'arichus k'dei l'acher seder kedusha. So Motzei Shabbos after Shemone Esrei, we say v'hinoam and we say the seder kedusha. We'll see exactly what that is. We say it in an elongated way in order to delay the seder kedusha. Sha'oz chozrim rishon l'gehenim. That's when the rishon go back to Gehenim. They come out on Shabbos and they go back after the seder kedusha. Ubizman she'ein omrin v'hinoam on a Motzei Shabbos that we don't say v'hinoam, kigon shechal yomto b'shavua. For example, there's a yontif that's going to fall during that week. So ein omrim seder kedusha. We also don't say the seder kedusha which comes after v'hinoam. Aval omrim v'yitein l'cha, but we will say v'yitein l'cha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan aleph omrim v'hinoam. V'nohagim lichbo pasuk orech yomim. The minhag, as we know, is to double the pasuk and say it twice, orech yomim. That's from the tour Ayin Sham Hatam. U'pasuk v'hinoam tzorech la'omro mu'umad. The pasuk of v'hinoam has to be set standing. V'yesh mekomo she'ein omrim v'hinoam b'beis ha'avil. There are those people who do not say v'hinoam in the house of an avil. Rak maschil and yoshe b'seiser. They just start with the pasuk of yoshe b'seiser. Sivkotam beis. We also say seder kedusha. Haynu she maschilin mivi'ata kadosh. We say from the beginning of v'ata kadosh. V'ein omrim uvolatzion goel. We do not say uvolatzion goel, which normally comes before v'ata kadosh. L'fi she'ein gu'ula balayla. Since it is nighttime, there is no gu'ula at night, so we skip the pasuk of uvolatzion goel. V'lochein gam v'anizos brisi. The next pasuk as well, v'anizos brisi, we skip. Ein omrim. L'fi she'smuchim heim l'hadodi b'sefer Yeshaya. Because these two psukim of Olatzion Goel and Vanizos Brisi are neighboring psukim in Yeshaya, so we leave them both off. Umashe kosav sha'omrim barichos, that which the Ramah says that we say it in an elongated way, hainu b'ni'imos kol, we say it with a nigin, kidei she'yisorech mad yoseh, we're just trying to stall. It's a stalling tactic, so we say v'hinoam and say the kedusha a little bit with the nigin elongated. U'la'akev l'rishoyim ilachzor l'gehenim. The goal is to stall a little bit to the gehenim. The rishoyim go back a little bit later to gehenim. Da'ad she'ashlimu Yisrael sedreihem nimsheches kedusha Shabbos. Till Klal Yisrael finishes saying the Seder Kedusha, so the Kedusha of Shabbos is still around. V'achar kach chozrim l'gehenim, and then the Rishonim go back to Gehenim. U'kamo sha'amru chazal, like Chazal tell us, the Motzei Shabbos tzoe kamamun al aruchos. A Motzei Shabbos, the one who is in charge of the neshamos, screams out, chizru l'gehenim, go back to Gehenim. Shekvar ishlimu Yisrael asidrein. Klal Yisrael already finished their Seder of Kedusha, so the Rishonim who came out for Shabbos go back in afterwards, so we're trying to stall, so we have a little niggin and a little stalling tactic to delay that time period. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Gimel, we said on days that we do not say V'hinoam, we also do not say Seder Kedusha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Afilu Chal B'Yom Shishi. If Yontif is going to fall in the coming week, we don't say V'hinoam the Shabbos before, the Motzei Shabbos before, even if Yontif is going to fall only on Friday. The Be'inin Shekol HaShavua Yeroi L'Malacha. Because we need that the whole week is going to be fit for Malacha. Mishum Diksiv Bo U'Maisei Yadeinu Konono Aleinu. We discussed in V'hinoam two times, we mentioned the Maisei Yadeinu, our work that we do with our hands, so it has to be that there's a full work week ahead to say V'hinoam. V'davka Yom Tov Gomer, but we only cancel V'hinoam if there's a full Yontif coming up that week. Aval Purim, but if it's only Purim, which doesn't have an Isser Malacha, O Erev Pesach Shechal B'yamei Achol, or it's Erev Pesach that falls during the week, Ein Limnoam Milomar V'hinoam B'motzei Shabbos Shalafanov, that would not be grounds to cancel V'hinoam the Motzei Shabbos before. Only a regular Yontif that has a full Isser Malacha, even on Friday, the coming week, then we don't say V'hinoam the Motzei Shabbos before. And again, it's because we're talking about the Maisei Adayim, about the success of our hands the coming week, and if there's not a full week of work, so we don't say it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Dalet, Seder Kedusha, when we leave off the Hinoam, we also leave off the Seder Kedusha. The Vihi Noam Shayach Lemulechas HaMishkam, Vihi Noam Mishayach to the work that was done for the Mishkam, Shabo Berach Moshe Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, bless Klal Yisrael with, B'shosh Shesimu Melechas HaMishkan, when they finished putting together all the kelim for the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a bracha of Yihinoam. V'ayidei zeh sharsa Shechina, and through that the Shechina came down. V'zeu shemasmichim pasuk v'ata kadosh yoshev tehilos Yisrael. That's why right after Yihinoam, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Klal Yisrael when they finished the Mishkan, and the Shechina came down, so we go right into Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Ulekach bezman she'ein omrim v'hinoam. Therefore, at a time when we're not saying v'hinoam, ein omrim memelo kol seder kedusha, we also leave off the entire seder kedusha. But the Rama said, we do say v'yitin l'chos, if katan hey, she'im psukim shel bracha betchilas yimei ha'shavua, those are psukim of bracha for the coming week. And therefore, even if it's not a full week of work, we still want bracha, so we still will say v'yitin l'chos. Says the Mechaber now in Sif Aleph, page 140. Mavdil shliach tzibur kedei lahotzi mi she'en lo yayin. So the Chazan says havdalah in shul in order to be motzi those who do not have wine to make havdalah at home. The Rama says v'nagu lomar ulahaskir Eliyo hanavi b'motzei Shabbos. The minhag is to mention Eliyo hanavi b'motzei Shabbos lihispalol sheyovo v'yivasreinu ha'geula, that he should come and he should announce to us the coming geula. Says the Mishnah Berurah is katan vav mi she'en lo yayin. The reason we make havdalah in shul is to patur those who do not have wine at home, the mishi yeshlo yayin, because one who has wine, yoser tov sheyadil bebeso, it is better to make havdalah in your house. Kedei lahotzi as kol bnei beso, that way you could be motzi your entire family. V'ayin mashe gasavnu berei sadivav sefsayim b'mishabura. Very important note, note number 10, v'im hiskavin lotzeis yedei chova behavdalah shebebeis haknesses. If one was in shul, he heard havdalah, he had in mind to be yotzei the havdalah. We're going to see later on, shelo yochol lahavdil od bebeis lahotzi as anoshim. He can't then go home and make havdalah for his wife. Kevan sheledeo shenoshim peturos mi havdalah. Since according to the shitas that hold that women are pater from havdalah, berchaso tielu atala. We'll get to that soon. There's a machlokas if women are chayv in havdalah or not. So if it's a suffik, a man can't make havdalah for a woman if he was already yotze. It's a suffik bracha levatala, and therefore a man who has a wife at home or daughters at home that he has to make havdalah for them, he should not be yotze havdalah in the Beis Akneses. Ukishein, I'm continuing at note number 10. Ukishein the Beis Akneses, Misha wrote to Lotze Shidei Chova Bavdalah Zu. If there is no one in shul that wants to be yotze with this havdalah, they're all making it at home. We're going to see later on, in havdalah, the Beis Akneses, but Motzei Yom Kippur, Shebechol Ofen Yavdilu V'yitnu Lakotan Lishtos. They still make havdalah in shul, that is the minhag, just give the wine to a katan to drink. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitus a katan zayin. So we said that we should mention Eliyo Hanavi on Motzei Shabbos to daven for the geula. The Isa Be'erivin, the Gemara in Erivin says, Mutach lohen li Yisrael she'en Eliyahu ba lo be'arve Shabbosas v'lo be'arve yomim tovim b'bnei ha'teirach. So Klal Yisrael is guaranteed that Eliyahu Navi will not come, not on Erev Shabbos, not on Erev Yontif, because it's a busy time. Shemenichin Tzarchei Shabbos v'hochin l'hakbapanav. They're going to leave off their preparations for Shabbos and Yontif, and they're going to go greet Eliyahu. So Eliyahu will not come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. V'alkein, and therefore, Anu Mispalim, we are davening. Kevan Sha'over HaShabbos, now that Shabbos just ended, V'yocholovo, and Eliyahu Navi is able to come now, She'yovo V'yivasreinu, that he should come and announce to us the Gula, and that's why there is an inyan to mention Eliyahu Navi on Motzoi Shabbos. If you look at note number 11, an amazing note, V'otam b'maylas amiras ha'psukim shemuskor behem Eliyahu Hanavi. Another reason why there's a mayla to mention psukim Motzei Shabbos about Eliyahu Hanavi, the Torah writes, shu tov lezikarum, that is good for one's memory, v'yu drachav matzlichin b'chol ha'shavua, and his ways will be successful the whole week. So there's a big inyan to mention Eliyahu Hanavi on Motzei Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vayit to the last three lines of the Siman. V'ayin bel Yerabba Shekosav. Look in El Yerabba who writes, the Hamidatikin Omrim Gam Shar Pizmonim Vishirim Kasher Him Mitsuyim Etzlenu. Those who are careful say other Pizmonim and Shirim that are brought down in the Sidurim. V'royli Zar Lomer Rabona Sholom V'chuli Hachel Es V'chuli. There is a tefillah there, it is brought down in many Sidurim as well, that one should say on Motzei Shabbos. Ki hu b'Yerushalmi, it is from the Yerushalmi and the Torah, Siman Reis Tzadi Tes. Yesh Mekomo Shemadlikin Neiros B'Mekom Ofel. There are places where Motzei Shabbos they light candles in dark areas. Through that, Shaul HaMelech was zocha to be the king, and that is based on the Chazal that tells us that Shaul HaMelech's grandfather used to light candles on Motzei Shabbos so people could see when they're walking home from shul, and b'schus that, he had a grandson, Shaul HaMelech, who became the king. So therefore, there is a big inyan to be lighting candles in dark places on Motzei Shabbos. That's why Shaul HaMelech was zocha to be the king. If you look at Note 14, he brings another reason why there's an inyan to light candles Motzei Shabbos. And we'll see this later on. Sheyesh nohogim laharbos neiros b'motzei Shabbos. There are those who are knowing to have a lot of candles b'motzei Shabbos. Kedei lalavos es haShabbos b'yitziyasa. In order to escort the Shabbos with candles as it goes out. Kemo shemelava osa b'yitziyasa ayidei sudas melava malka. The same way we have a suda to escort the Shabbos, so we also light candles to escort the Shabbos. That concludes Reish Tzadihei, and now we begin Simin Reish Tzadivov. Dinei havdol al hayayim. After we finished the halachas last night of Atoch and Antanu, and just now the Havdalah and Shul, now we get to the Iker Halachos of making Havdalah. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Seder Havdalah, the order of Havdalah is, Yayin Bisamim Ner Havdalah. We make four brachos, we first make a Bari Pragothim, then we make a bracha on a Bisamim, then Bari Mor Ha'esh, and then we make the bracha of Havdalah. V'simonach Yavne, an abbreviation of those four words, spells Yavne. V'tzorach lizor shelo yehei ha-kos pogum. You should make sure that the coast of Havdalah is not a kos pogum, meaning that no one drank from the coast before you made Havdalah on it. The Ramah says, V'nogu lomar kodem Havdalah sha'osim babayis. The minug is to say by Havdalah that you make in the house, Hine kel yeshuasi v'chuli, kos yeshuas esa, la'yehudim ha'isa'ora l'simen tov. We say all these plukim as a good sign before you start Havdalah. But there is a very important diuk in the Ramah. He says the minug is to say before Havdalah that we make in the houses. So if you look right across in the notes, it's the rest of note 10, top left column, V'nusuch ha'avdolah shemavdilim b'beis ha'kneses. The havdolah that we make in shul, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, she'ein omrim boas ha'psukim she'omrim t'chilo. We don't say the psukim in the beginning of Hinei kel Yeshuasi. V'chein ma'ashavah v'ramah l'kamon. That's the mashmas of the Ramah right over here, that he writes, she'nogu lomar psukim kodim havdolah she'osim b'bayis. The Ramah says, these psukim, it's the minhag to say them by the havdolah that you make in the house, mashma not in the shul. Why is there a chilek? Ubetam adavar kasav Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan explains the reason is, shu kedei lelamed lahamon am she'em psukim elu miseder havdolah. We skip it in shul so everyone should know these psukim are not really part of havdolah. Similar to what we saw, that the Chazon Ish did not say the psukim before Kiddush Shabbos Day, he just said Bar Piragofen, to show that is the Kiddush, the psukim are extra credit, they're very nice, but they're not part of the Kiddush. Here also, the Aruch HaShulchan says, we leave it out in Shul, to show that they're not really part of Havdalah. V'od, and furthermore, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, She'inyan amiras psukim elu hu l'simen tov, like we saw in the Ramah, the reason of saying these psukim is that it should be a good sign for us. V'kevan shekvar omru l'fneichen v'yitein l'cha, since we already said all the psukim of bracha v'yitein l'cha, she'yesham harbi psukim l'simen tov, ain't tzarech lomar o psukim. We said enough psukim, therefore these extra psukim for a good sign for the week, we do not need to say them in shul, and therefore the bottom line says Aruch HaShulchan, a beautiful diuk from the Ramah, that we only say these psukim of simen tov at home, by Havdalah, not in the shul. Continues the Ramah, I'm in the third line of Reish Tzadivav on page 140. U'bishas Havdalah yitnu einayim bakos u'baner. During Havdalah, people should be placing their eyes on the kos Havdalah and on the ner. V'nohagim lishboch mikol shel yayin al ha'aretz. There's a minhag to pour the wine from the Havdalah cup onto the ground. Kodem shesiyim bari piragofen. When you're in the middle of the bracha bari piragofen, before you finish it, you pour some wine on the ground. But don't be knowing this till you see the Mishabura. Kedei shelo yiyah hakos pogum. That way the kos will not be pogum. We'll see what that means exactly in the Mishabura. V'tam ha'shvicha. The reason why we pour out wine, the amrina, because Chazal tell us, kol bayis shelo nishbach bo yayin kemayim. Any house that does not have wine pouring in it like water, ein bo simin bracha, there is no sign of bracha. Va'osin kein l'simin tov b'tchilas ha'shavua. And therefore we pour out some wine as a good sign for the beginning of the week. Gam shovchim min hakos la'achar havdalah. This we might be more familiar with. We also pour out from the kos havdalah after havdalah u'mechabim bo aner, and we extinguish the candle with that. V'rochatzim bo enov mishum chibuv mitzvah. And then we wash our eyes with the poured out wine from havdalah that we extinguish the candle with in order to show our love for the mitzvah. Says the Mishaburis the Katan Aleph. We said the Seder Havdalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hinei HaRambam Sover, the Mitzvahs Havdalah, Hi Dvar Torah Kmo Kiddush. The Rambam holds Havdalah is the Oraisa, just like the Kiddush on Friday night. V'hu Bichlal Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekatsho. It's included in the Pasuk of Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekatsho. Shetzorech Liskor Oso Ulekatsho. You need to mention it and be Mekadosh it. Bein V'chnisaso, bein V'yitzyaso. Both when Shabbos comes in, that's Kiddush, and when Shabbos goes out, that's Havdalah. Baknisa b'Kiddush u'b'Yetziyah b'Havdalah. Lomar shehu muvdil b'Kiddusha b'Rosh u'Basof mishayomim. We're trying to say that Shabbos is separate from the weekdays, both in the beginning and the end. It has a special Kiddusha. V'yesh omrim shehu midivrei sofrim. Some say Havdalah is not the Oraisa, it is only the Rabbanim. V'asmuchu akra, and the Pasuk is only an asmata to the Rabbanim. V'tzorech lios gamkein b'kos kimo b'Kiddush. Havdalah requires a kos, just like Kiddush requires a kos. Vim hivdil batfila. If one said atach anotanu in the Shemoneh Esrei Motzei Shabbos, lukuli alma havdol ala kos the rabbanon, then everyone agrees havdol ala kos will only be the rabbanon. The machlokes if it's the raisa or the rabbanon is that's all you're doing. But if you already made havdol in tefila, everyone agrees that havdol ala kos afterwards would only be mid rabbanon. Sifkat and beis. The mechaber said that we want to make sure the kos is not a kos pagum. Hainu shem shasa echa minayayim mitchila. If someone drank from this wine first, Nifkam lahavdalah, it is now flawed for havdalah. Kemola inyan kiddush leel simin reish ayin alas avir, like we saw earlier by kiddush ayin shama mishabura va'ayin ba'achronim besimin kuf pei gimel she'im hakos ba'atzmo pogum. If there's a flaw not in the wine that's in the kos, but the kos itself is a little bit cracked, ein lahakbir olovim ein lo acher. If you have no other kos, you can use it, but ideally you should use a kos that is full, is complete, it's not missing any pieces. Then we said in the Ramah that during the Havdalah, Yitnu Einayim Bekos Ubener, they should place their eyes on the coast and the Ner. Who's they? Zakta Mishabura Hainu HaMavdil V'gam HaShonim HaOmim Amin. Both the one who's making the Havdalah and those who are listening, who are going to answer Amin, should be looking at the coast and the Ner. Kidei Shelo Yasichu Daitim, so they shouldn't be distracted and they should be focused on the Havdalah. Sivkotan Dalud. We said in the Ramah, this we said we're going to explain, now we'll explain it. We said the minhag is to pour out from the kos shel yayin al ha'aretz before you finish bo'ei pragafen, in order the kos shouldn't be pogum. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Dalet, Hainu, de mishum ze eino shofeich kodem shemasu habracha. This reason that it shouldn't be pogum, here really means it shouldn't be chaser, that is the reason why we don't pour out the wine before you start the bracha. We don't have to pour out the wine, then start the bracha, then the kos is missing when we make the bracha. That way you shouldn't make the bracha b'ei pragafen on a coast that is flawed, that it's not full. You also can't pour out after the b'ei pragafen. That's a disgrace to the kosher bracha. You made a b'ei pragafen, now you're pouring it out on the floor, that doesn't look so good. And therefore you can't pour it out before, because it's a kos that's not malei, you can't pour it out afterwards. That's the bizayim. Lachain shofchin kodem sim abracha. Therefore, we pour it out in the middle of the bracha before the bracha is complete. V'ayin lekamei, and look further ahead. The reason for pouring it out, we said, is Chazal tell us any house that does not have wine pouring like water, there's no simen brach in that house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Achronim Iskimu, the Achronim agree, the Lo Yishpoch B'Shas Bracha Klal. You should not be pouring out wine during the bracha at all. So if you've ever seen this, this is why you don't see it. The Mishnah Berurah says from the Achronim not to do it. Elo rather, Bishosh Mosaic, at the time that you're pouring the cup in the beginning, Yishbechenu Moli Al Kol Gedosa, fill it all the way up till it's totally full on all the sides, Sheyishafech Al Ha'aretz, that it should spill over, that we're familiar with, and we pour the Koshal Avdallah, we pour it to overflow a little bit. Vigamze Yesh Lemait Bechela Kanishbach, but even in that case, you should limit the amount that you are pouring over, Mishum Hefsed Mashkin, it's Baltashkas, you're wasting wine. So there is an easy to do it, but it's not the pshat that the more that pours over, the more bracha you can have. That's not the pshat. Pouring it over, that's a simen bracha, but you shouldn't pour over too much. That's wasting wine. Sivkat and vav. Shofchem in akos. Then the Rama told us that we pour out from the Koshel Yayin in order to extinguish the Havdalah candle. Hainu la'achar shtia. That's talking about after you drank the Havdalah wine, then you pour out a little bit to extinguish the candle. Ushtiyas ha'koz tia b'yeshiva. The drinking of the Havdalah wine, even if you make Havdalah when you're standing, you sit down to drink the wine. De'ein shosin mu'um l'chathchila. L'chathchila, one should not be drinking when he is standing. Nogu ha'noshim shilolishtos mikos Havdalah. The famous minhag that women do not drink from the Havdalah wine, but the famous reason that everyone says, I don't know of any source for it. We'll see the source that's brought down over here from the Shlah in a moment. Ko shel Havdalah, rogil hamavdil lishtoso kulo. The minhag is that the one who's making Havdalah drinks the entire kos. The eno mashke menu bnei beso, and other family members do not drink from the kos Havdalah. The nirish atam, it appears that the reason is kedei sheyuchal levarich bracha achrona. We want the one who made Havdalah to be able to make a bracha achrona. The kesheyishter rak melalugmav, if he's only going to drink what you really need to be yotzi with the kosher bracha, which is only a melalugmav, which is a rov revius, yesh safek bracha achrona, then he gets himself involved in a safek bracha achrona, like we learned earlier in Siman Reishud. There's a machlokas on drinks that the bracha achrona needs a revius. And a mlo lugmav is only a little more than half of a revius, so you would not be able to make a bracha achrona, or it's a kazayas, in which case a mlo lugmav would be enough for a bracha achrona. To avoid the sabi bracha achrona, the one who makes the Havdalah should drink the whole thing. By Kiddush, we have a different halacha, and that's because we have the benching at the end that could possibly cover it anyway, so it's not as important to drink a revius, because we're not making a bracha achrona on the Kiddush wine, we'll be having a suda afterwards. When it comes to Havdalah, assuming you're just making Havdalah, and that's it, so therefore the Mishnah Berurah says you want to drink enough that you can make a bracha achrona, therefore don't share it with anyone else. But let's look at one important note in the back of the Sefer before we end. And that is note number 9 on page number 25. Ubatam adavar, the reason why women should not drink from the Havdalah, Kasav HaShla, the Shla writes, Sheha Eitz Sheha Echila Chava Es Adam HaRishon Hoya Eitz HaGefen. Says the Shla, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, what exactly was the Eitz Hadas, and the Shla says that the Eitz was, it was a grapevine. Ayudesha sochta es hanovim veshkaseyu. The Chava squeezed out the grapes, and she gave the wine to Adam to drink. Umishum sherotzes a Chava lihibodom yodom harishom. Ayudea yayin, since she wanted to separate from Adam through the wine, lochein ein hanoshim shosim enu v'adolah. Therefore, women do not drink from the Havdalah wine. The Shla also says over there in that piece, she extinguished the light of the world by making Adam Chayiv Misa. She extinguished the light of the world, and therefore it came about through Yayin, so she stays away from the Yayin by Havdalah. One other important point we'll read over here in note number 9. V'imchal yomto b'motzei Shabbos. When Yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos is going into Yontif. So das lagon of Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. Shemutr lenoshim lishtos minayayin shel Havdalah. In that case, the woman can drink the Havdalah. Kevan shekos Havdalah higam koshal kiddush. That's when we say Yak Nahaz, we make a kiddush and Havdalah together. So therefore, since she's allowed to drink the koshal kiddush, even though it's also a kos Havdalah, she drinks both. Vehevi raya ledavri brings a raya to this idea. Mikach shenoshim chayavos lishtos kos rishona bilel haseder, that women are chayav and dal kosos for sure. So the first kos of the seder, a woman has to drink, even though it's chal b'motzei Shabbos. The first kos by the seder when it's Motzei Shabbos leading into Yontif, so we say Yak Nahaz, of course the woman has to drink it because it's one of the Dalet Kosos. So that's his raya that even though it's Havdalah, since it's also Kiddush, she is allowed to drink it, and we don't worry about this reason of the Shla. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah tomorrow with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.